It's time to talk food as we get on board the G&M Family Market phone line and say hello to Joe Riccio for another edition of Shut Up and Eat. Hi there, Joe.
Hey, how we doing?
I am having a fantastic Friday because, you know, it's snowing, and I just can't get enough of that.
It's snowing so hard, too. It's great. You know, I wish it could just snow harder.
Yes, I would like to. My dream is to be just trapped in the house until, like, Independence Day.
This is really great. So now that we've got that out of the way.
Yeah, let's talk food and something happier than what's floating outside our window here. And this time around, we wanted to talk about cooking for one.
Oh, yeah, you want to talk? That sounds really happy, you know.
That's joyful.
We're talking about being confined in the house. We're talking about being lonely also.
No. This is about people. This is a choice. This is not, your wife left you.
I make this choice all the time. And I couldn't be happier actually cooking by myself. I will literally spend as much time cooking by myself as if I was cooking for 9 people. Like, I'll spend 4 hours making something just so I can eat it for dinner. Because I like to process that much, you know?
I do, too. And you know, when I was a single guy not all that long ago, and I wouldn't do it every night, but I loved cooking for me, and I loved making something good that made me feel a little extra special.
You know why? Because you're worth it.
I am, damn it, after all, yes. So, first of all, I think it's important if you're cooking for one, unless you like eating a lot of leftovers, to start with a plan, and that begins probably before you even go out and start making your list at the supermarket.
Yeah, definitely. I think the most important thing, if you do like to cook, it makes sense to, you know, build a bit of a pantry at home, you know, spices, you know, some condiments, you know, dry goods, not drugs, but food, you know, things. So basically, like, all you have to do is go to the market and pick up, you know, vegetables and meat of some kind to put something together. That's the easiest way to kind of get that cycle going if you're cooking a lot for yourself. And when you're going to the store, you know, think about something like, you know, if I make something tonight, you know, can I make it into fried rice tomorrow? Or make a great omelet or sandwich tomorrow? You know, like, if you're going to make the bigger portions, you want to figure out what are the uses for either the leftover dish itself or the leftover ingredients that you don't use, you know?
Absolutely. And what are some of the other essentials that you need to have in that pantry other than what you get fresh?
Yeah, you got to have, obviously, you know, really good butter, really good olive oil, sea salt, pepper, some, you know, 2 different kinds of hot sauces, you know, one Asian and one kind of, you know, vinegar based or even, you know, Mexican style. Want to have, you can encompass a lot by having, you know, good curry powders, because that eliminates the need for a lot of the other spices to have to, you know, grind fresh, because it's already got a good blend in there. Things like that are good if you have a limited pantry to begin with. But, you know, you just build it up, because that's the nice thing about cooking alone is, like, it can take you a long time to go through a whole jar of spices. So you're going to be able to really start, you know, every time you make something, you just go, you know, stock up, and then now you have something that you don't have to buy next time, you know?
Yeah, and we talked a while back, too, about having a good stock maybe in the freezer that you can go to at any time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, if you're into making stock, make, you know, 10 quarts at a time, freeze them in quart containers. And if not, you know, just always, like, just have the boxes of whatever, Swanson chicken broth. Like, it's practically soup on its own. Pretty much, it is Campbell's soup practically without you even doing anything to it. But then you always have, like, something that adds a little salt and a little flavor to whatever you're making. And, you know, what I like to do, for instance, is take grocery store items, like things like Near East rice pilaf, and just kind of overdo them. Like, you know, start with, like, your good butter, you know, like, just get, like, one bell pepper and an onion, you know, saute those in the butter, then actually toast the rice from the box of Near East pilaf, and then, you know, add, like, a chopped up, you know, you can get the cooked andouille sausage or chorizo, you know, the fully cooked packages.
Yep.
That way they keep, you can, you know, use them over the next couple days. You know, take a sausage, you know, chop that up, put that in there, add the seasoning packet, and then add your chicken stock instead of water. Bring it up to a boil and cover that and let it, you know, cook for 25 minutes. You'll also want to put a little of your own sea salt in there. It's better salt than they use in the seasoning packet. You can do it with a Spanish rice or the Near East chicken flavor. And then literally in 25 minutes, you know, you have, like, essentially a jambalaya. And it tastes like something that you spend, you know, could have spent 2 hours on. It's just kind of amazing. That's the kind of stuff I like to kind of invent. You're putting way more effort into it than you should for Near East, but it's also coming out as if you put more effort into it than you actually did. So.
I love the idea, too, of repurposing those leftovers and, you know, not just opening up the plastic container and throwing it in the microwave, but even maybe using them for a different meal, something that you had for dinner. Some of those components might make a heck of a breakfast, too.
Yeah. Oh, and everything does. Everything goes with eggs. And literally, and, you know, fried rice, I mean, the best fried rice is made from rice that's at least a day old, been in the fridge for a day. So it's dried out a little bit, separated. So, you know, if you always have cooked rice on hand, you can pretty much take whatever it is you made the night before, you know, stir fry it with the rice, you know, add your soy sauce, oyster sauce, you know, whatever, and then scramble a couple eggs and mix those in, you got breakfast.
So how do you keep from getting lazy and predictable and make those meals interesting? Is that just the commitment that you need to make and maybe planning ahead a little bit to make sure you've got something laid out for the week so you don't just go, I don't know, Cheerios look good tonight?
Well, you know what? If Cheerios look good, do it. You know, it's like, I can't have the same meal more than twice in a row. I don't even like to have it twice in a row. For me, it's food is such a priority, literally, like, girl I was dating was like, literally every morning the first thing we talk about is what you've already been thinking about, what you're going to do for food all day. Like, I already have my meals planned out, I'm already like excited to talk about it, you know, within 5 minutes of waking up. So for me, I don't like to plan too far ahead because I change my mind, but, you know, it depends on how predictable you are.
Where do you go to get ideas? I mean, obviously you cook a lot, so you got a lot of built-ins there. But do you look through cookbooks? Do you search online and just to get some new thoughts to add to the repertoire?
Yeah, two things. Cookbooks, definitely. I mean, whenever I see a really interesting cookbook, I buy it. I mean, I have you know, 60 cookbooks, 70 cookbooks probably, and I just like to read them anyway. You know, I'll read them like cover to cover. I enjoy them. So that's obviously one, and those are great for a base. But another thing is just be like, you know, think of something you want to eat. Like, think of something you had in a restaurant. Think of, like, whether it's a Big Mac or, like, you know, shrimp with, like, saffron cream sauce from Indian restaurant, you know, just like, and then also just go online and see if you can, I guarantee you'll find a recipe for it. And you just make that. Just be like, I want something that, you know, I just want this right now. I don't care if I know how to make it or not. I'm going to research it. It'll probably take you about a half an hour to figure out what you need. You know, it's going to be, you read 6 different versions of the recipe and you kind of figure out, you know, getting the direction that you want to go with it. I can recommend if you do Google a certain dish and anything from The Guardian with Felicity Cloak comes up. She's really good. I like her methods. And also if you have a subscription to Cooks Illustrated, Test Kitchen, because they'll, like, you know, tirelessly, they'll make a dish like 100 times to refine it and figure out the best and the most efficient way to do it. So Cooks Illustrated is a great inspiration. Like, I mean, every issue, you'll find at least 4 things that you're going to want to try, and they've already kind of done the grunt work for you, so.
Yeah, and there's nothing more satisfying, I think, than saying, I'm going to try to cook that dish I had in a restaurant and having it turn out maybe even better than it was in the restaurant.
Yeah, and sometimes you can even Google that. You're like, you know, why does my, for instance, stir fry, like, how do I get a stir fry to taste like it does in a restaurant rather than, well, you know, what's at home? And then you find out. It's like, you know, they'll do something like they'll velvet the chicken where you marinate the chicken with cornstarch and soy sauce and, you know, Shaoxing wine, and you actually flash fry it before you stir fry it, and that's you get that, like, slippery texture. Things like that, you know, you get the little. And then you start, then once you know about that, you can start applying that to other things and you start expanding your, you know, and the next thing you know, you literally can glance at a recipe and kind of, you can skim it and pretty much figure out how you're going to do it. And then you just start making your own things up. So
great stuff. Cooking for One, Joe Riccio on Shut Up and Eat. Good stuff as always, Joe. Thanks for being with us. You have yourself a great weekend.
Absolutely. You as well.
We'll see you next week.